code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Baby, it breaks the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on. We'll walk with your eyes open, but your lips say remain sealed. Our vows are made of broken. Need the truth you need to feel. Well, I need to know now, thought. Need to know what's going on. Well, come on, 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 come on.
Are you facing foreclosure? Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, and it truly is a matrix. There's so many departments above you and below you and decide of you and compartments here and compartments there that you think you've arrived eventually, and of course you haven't. You haven't really scratched the surface because you're surrounded with deception, and by deception, because the media, remember, is all licensed. And they all belong to basically the same organization, again, the Council on Foreign Relations, or, well, Institute for International Affairs, which is really the big boss of it all. The CFR is just one branch of theirs. And they admit themselves that every president and prime minister for 100 years across the world has been put in by them. It doesn't matter what party you vote for. They own the media, and the editors all belong to the clubs. There are round table circles going on all the time across the world too, working out strategies to do with social changes and social policy changes that we all have to go along with, even though you don't know why you're going along with them or even what they're about. They simply introduce it into schools and education and into all their media, even into their fiction and their novels, by the way, because everything affects your mind. Everything affects your mind and how you think about things or feel about things, as you like to say, because we are primarily feeling beings. We go by gut instincts, which is often conned by the emotions that are put into your heads through very clever novels or movies. And the big boys know that too. And so the scientific indoctrination uses your own emotions against you so that you'll come to conclusions that are approved by those who own you, your masters. Very old technique. But this article here reminds me of the old Soviet system. A lot of parallels you see between the Soviet system And what we're going through today with the unification of Europe, for instance, and this stalled, the coming unification of the Americas, that's still ongoing. Little bit by little bit, we're integrating, we're sharing all data with the US, Mexico, and so on. And in fact, the US shares the same databases and all the citizens with the Canadian ones on all the Canadians. So they have all the data on everything that we do all the time through the internet and everything else. But the old Soviet shore trials were really interesting because you had to understand in the Soviet system, you at the top, it's like all these parties that you have. These parties, even the Freudian party, I was thinking about it too. When you join these parties, these little belief systems, they're based on a very old technique. And the bringing disciples, actually call them disciples. It's the same with political parties, you see. And you must go along with the top man's word or decree on any topic, and you take it as gospel truth. And that's how it works. If you didn't agree with even Freud too, he'd kick you out. Or even if you ask questions, they simply would open up another venue of thinking about something and kick you out. So true disciples had to bring in psychiatry to alter the world too. And it was a subversion of society. It was a subversion, an intentional one at that too. But political parties are much the same, working the same sort of technique. And when you go against them, you can go end up in show trials, as it did in the Soviet Union, where true believers would stand, after getting tortured, mind you, and the box, and they'd admit to be doing everything, just like George Orwell showed you in 1984. You'd admit to everything, crazy, silly thing. And during the show trials too, for the film audience, they would simply cut out or censor the parts that they didn't want the public to hear. Nothing's changed. Well, here's going on right now. It says, New York, the judge presiding over the Guantanamo Bay Military Commission of 9/11 trial has approved the government's request to censor any testimony from the defendants relating to their torture. So it's an open trial, right? It's for the public, and it's for us to hear, but they're censoring out anything where the defendants say anything about their torture. The American Civil Liberties Union had challenged the government's request, arguing that the American public has a First Amendment right to hear the testimony. The ACLU plans to seek further review of the ruling, which was released today. Military Judge Colonel James Paul ruled that any statements by the defendants concerning their treatment, including torture while in U.S. custody, could be kept from the public as classified. You know, so they don't want you to, they don't want you to tell you who's ruling you, you understand. Because this can be used on you too. This is an upheld and continued use of a 40-second delay audio feed of the proceedings, so they can censor anything out in that 40-second delay, you see, that's what they have them for. So we're profoundly disappointed by the military judge's decisions, which didn't even address the serious First Amendment issues at stake. The government wanted to ensure that the American public would never hear the defendants' accounts of illegal CIA torture, rendition, and detention, and the military judge has gone along with that shameful plan, said Hina Shamsi, director of the ACLU's National Security Program. For now, the most important terrorism trial of our time will be organized around judicially approved censorship of the defendants' own thoughts, experiences, and memories of CIA torture. The decision undermines the government's claim that the military commission system is transparent. This is your modern transparency, you understand. They keep telling you, like, because they're all disciples at the top. And it's all double think and double speak. Just a transparent system, even while they censor what you hear. Understand? This is in its request the government had contended that any statements by the defendants concerning their exposure to the CIA's detention and interrogation programs were classified as sources, methods, and activities of the U.S. and can be withheld from the public. This is in May the ACLU filed a motion asking the commission to deny the government's request and to bar a delayed audio feed of the proceedings or, in the alternative, promptly release an uncensored transcript. The problem is not so much the audio delay, but the basis for it, said Shamsi. The delay is a tool through which the government unconstitutionally prevents the public from hearing testimony about torture. And a group of 14 press organizations also filed a motion in support of the media's right to access the commission's proceedings. And the actual oral arguments were held in October, and now it's the actual trial that's going on. So there you go. You never know. And remember, this will all be used across the world, and you too, down the road, if you're not good, you know. Give it that quality-approved stamp on your forehead. that you're now dumbed down and stupid enough to serve the system and you behave yourself. That's what they mean by good. Very old. Nothing changes in the world through these techniques and so on. Nothing changes. And it's the same double speak. That being transparent is the sense of what you hear. But that's what you, that's the sort of thing you would come out, that would come out of the Soviet Union. And it's all here too. Actually, there's good reason for it, because a lot of them who ran the Soviet Union running all this, actually, as those who followed their history darn well know. And we know too that the big corporations that have, it's so strange because they're given the term corporation because they've got the right, same rights as a person, supposedly, except when it comes to put them in prison. So you can't put a corporation in prison, or can you? It's a sort of abstract entity in a sense. These are all the legal tricks that they use. But they can get all the rights as a corporation, you see, for themselves. And so the bank's been too big to fail. That's what they meant by that as well. Well, if we fail, you see, everything will come to a standstill. So they knew darn well we'd continue to the cliff edge and we'd still beat them all out. They knew that years before it happened. They had meetings about it. Anyway, here's another one, too. It's too big to fail. And it says CBS News has learned that BP, British Petroleum, I think it's owned by another company, some Americans might own it, is set to embark Thursday on the fifth day of a little-known subsea mission under the Coast Guard supervision to look for any new oil leaking from the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Remember that one that they drilled and they couldn't plug it up? It flooded the coastlines of Canada and so on and down into the Gulf. So the BP oil rig exploded in 2010, killing 11 workers, sending a total estimated 206 million gallons of oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico 3 months before it was capped. Since in September, a new oil sheen was spotted about 50 miles off the Louisiana coast, and tests confirmed the oil came from the infamous Macondo well underneath the Deepwater Horizon. BP's underwater vehicle observed oil seeping from the well's containment dome and, after a remote operation, declared the leaks plugged on October 23rd. The company and the Coast Guard said it wasn't feasible to clean up the slick and that it didn't pose a risk to the shoreline. And it says, but more oil continues to surface to the present day. Slicks and sheens of varying sizes and shapes have been documented by satellite photos as well as aerial video recorded by non-profit environmental groups, etc. It's suspected that an unknown amount of oil trapped in the containment dome and in the wreckage and equipment from 2010 could be seeping out. And it says, that Representative Ed Markey from Massachusetts helped lead the original investigation of BP after Deepwater Horizon exploded, and says, as deja vu, BP is not turning over videos and information requested by Congress. So it's still ongoing. And it's coming into the coastline, into Louisiana and elsewhere. So this is the sort of thing that goes on and on and on. And if it was you who did something wrong, of course you'd be in the slammer. But these guys just, you know, withhold stuff, withhold, and then they get a fine, which they can easily afford. It's so simple, isn't it? Now, what's interesting, too, across the world, those who think they're running government, they know they're not running the government, it's an actual fact. As I said before, all the top people are members of Council on Foreign Relations, and you've got an Australian branch, a Canadian branch, a New Zealand branch, of all the same organisation, and international affairs and so on. It's all the same organisation that runs it all from London, but they have their own headquarters in each country. And there's other entities involved as well that have their own special interests, even other countries that have their own special interests involved in different governments. Remember, that's an ongoing thing. But in Australia, Julia Gillard couldn't get her party to vote against Palestine asking for some recognition at the United Nations. She couldn't get them to do it. And it says here the claim this week by Labour MP Michael Danby that Minister for Foreign Affairs Bob Carr undermined Prime Minister Julia Gillard's authority on a crucial United Nations vote has serious implication for the government and its foreign policy, writes Julie Bishop. And it says that the first and most obvious impact is the authority of the Prime Minister. During the final parliamentary sitting for the week of 2012, it's reported that Julia Gillard had sought to exercise her Prime Ministerial authority on Cabinet to ensure that Australia voted against the United Nations motion on the status of the Palestinian territories, because she was under pressure by special interest groups. So I'll continue on this one when I come back from this break.
If you're taking one...
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back, Things for the Matrix, and it's an article I'm reading from Australia. It's interesting in three or four different ways actually, but it says it's by Julie Bishop. Now Julie Bishop is up there in an opposition party in the Australian Parliament, but she's writing for the Jewish Wire News. And she's criticizing Julia Gillard for not having total control over her party to vote against the Palestinians getting some recognition. So it's a compromise. Governments are compromised with special interest groups. That's the problem here. And so she's criticizing her and so on. And she says, the reports also claimed that a majority of her cabinet colleagues did not support her stance because it would have a negative impact on support for the Labour Party amongst Muslim communities in Western Sydney. There's no mention of that, the ordinary Australians at all. This is a hollow argument, as Labour ministers are well aware of the coalition's long-standing position of voting against that UN motion, and there would be no basis for assuming support would be transferred to the coalition. According to Michael Danby, Bob Carr ran an extraordinary lobbying campaign in opposition to the Prime Minister and was successful in garnering sufficient support to roll her in cabinet. While Ms. Gillard sought to impose her authority on cabinet, Bob Carr ran a guerrilla campaign among the backbench and got his way in the caucus. This represents a fateful moment in Julia Gillard's prime ministership and may well be the crucial turning point from which she cannot recover. A prime minister without authority cannot function in that office for very long. Bob Carr's actions have set a precedent for other cabinet ministers who will now be aware that they can gather the numbers against the Prime Minister with impunity. The depth of the collapse in her authority is revealed by the fact she had not even reprimanded, let alone asked for Bob Carr's resignation or sacked him. So in other words, to be in a party, she's claiming, you've got to do what the boss says. Now, supposedly under this elastic democracy farce that we're given, you elect a person who's going to represent your area. As soon as they're in Parliament, of course, they say, oh, I can't help you people. I have to vote with the party line. They always tell you that in every country. So she's complaining that Gillard didn't have enough authority with her party, these little trained seals, to clap for her and go along and vote against Palestine. And she's writing in the Jewish Wire newspaper here. And she's in government herself, this woman who's reporting it, because they didn't get what they wanted. So all governments are compromised, you understand. And I don't think there's anything you can do about it today. It's too far gone. And also this one here, I've mentioned so many times, getting back to the first article too, the one to do with the torture of the people at Guantanamo Bay and the censorship. Just to mention, as I say, you only see the same thing in this world coalition, as they bring in this world coalition that some people have dreamed of for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, of dominating the world. And eventually it'll be your turn to be tortured and all the rest of it. And they'll have you on your local TV admitting to all the crazy things that you never did. But if you try to say that was tortured to say this, well, God help you then. You know, actually, if you say God help you, you might get punished for that too. Now, and I'm not kidding, that's going to happen all over the place. This is the new democracy. It keeps changing, you see, the terms, because there's no such thing as democracy. And they go ahead, too, now with the end of life, suicide and end of life, and of course, doctor-assisted suicide. They're trying to change the terminology of it all so it sounds more hygienic, because they bump off people who are no more used to the system. They're taking their pensions, which they paid in all their lives, and the government could use that cash for, you know, sending across the world to third world countries where they sink you into their international corporations, you know. Says an end-of-life expert, you know, the experts who've been killing, has told the High Court that he does not see major moral or practical distinctions between technical ways of administrating death. There's no problems with it, technical ways, such as assisted suicide, which they call AS, and voluntary active euthanasia. Isn't that a better term, voluntary active euthanasia? Mm-hmm. Professor Rob George is one of two witnesses called by the state, by again, your big brother state, to give evidence in the landmark challenge to the criminal ban on assisted suicide by multiple sclerosis sufferer Marie Fleming. And she was under cross-examination by senior counsel Ronan Murphy. For Mrs. Fleming, the palliative care specialist says that Dutch doctors prefer to perform voluntary euthanasia because an estimated 1 in 4 assisted suicides fail and doctors then have to intervene and actually try and make them live. Oh, it's a terrible thing for a doctor to do these days, isn't it, to try and make a person live. Yeah. And this is here's the technique they've been using for many years because it's a world society. And what they'll say is, well, so-and-so is doing it in this country, so we can do it here. You know, well, in China, they're killing prisoners for their organs. They've got their DNA and all the whole. So when some highfalutin, high character wants a kidney or a liver, they just bump them off and do a good match. So should we do that too? Because that will come, by the way, if it's not happening already. I often wonder about that, you know. But you know, people in the business of transplantation, they've got all the different spates of things that they have, like sudden spates of cars that knock down folk in places like San Francisco and elsewhere, and never stop. But it's always young people get bumped off, and immediately they're stripped of all their organs, and then it's somewhere else this kind of thing happens. I often wonder about it. I think it's going on myself. Anyway, so we're back to euthanasia and assisted suicide. So it's legal in Dutch law. In fact, if the doctors in Holland refuse to kill someone, you see, then the state come round in a van. The state people who will do it and kill you instead. So we should do the same thing, shouldn't we? Because the government needs that money, that pension money, that you're using to try and stay alive, buying all the expensive pills. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to... You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix, and giving an example with this article here on suicide and assisted suicide and so on, of the techniques of persuasion that are used on the general public with articles like this. It's very clever, actually, the way they spin it. And they take you along a path to get your dream with them, and then they try and swing you along to another path, so you're all for it, actually. It's so clever. Now, people have always killed themselves, down through history, people have always killed themselves. And people who are dying of awful diseases, there's nothing unusual, believe you me, of people helping those exit the planet, and it was really bad, especially if they're in home care and so on. That was always something that was done. When you give the power to the state, that's what they're after. The state's after power to kill people. I hope you get that through your heads, because that's what all this is about. Forget the emotion when they take a victim who's suffering and try to get your emotions involved. So you go, oh yeah, she should be, the state should, no, the state should stay clear of this stuff, folks. You cannot have the state with the power to kill people in their own countries. They're doing enough of a job killing folk in other countries as it is. And this whole new world order is based on good world citizenship. And the definition of the United Nations of a good world citizen is a good producer and consumer. When you retire or you get sick, you now become a consumer. You're the burden on society. And you, or even if you just simply retire and you're taking your pension, that money could be used better by the government on other projects. this is all about. And you can't give that right to government to categorize you and tick you off an old tick chart for non-resuscitation because, well, you know, what is your value to society? What is your standing in your community? Do we need them or not? You see? You can't get this. So here's the tricks that the US here says. Everybody's required to do as much as they can to restrain people who want to commit suicide, he says. Said Professor George, who added that enormous weight should be given to the patient's view of their own value of their life. Now, people are going through a psychotic depression, which doesn't last forever, mind you, will often want to kill themselves right there and then. Once they're over it with treatments, they don't think about killing themselves. So he goes on to say, I take it the patient's view extremely seriously, said Professor George. He said people freely act in ways to harm their health. Now here's they go, here's the technique by association, you see, of other things that we're not even talking about, such as smoking, drinking, and refusing treatment. You can also see the same with people who engage in certain kinds of sex who end up getting HIV. You'd add a whole list of this stuff, right? But they won't say that. No, smoking, drinking, and refusing treatment, you see. You see the same key with race car drivers, or mountain climbers, or people who love to ski down long, very steep hills and mountains. They don't say that either, you see. Anyway, Ms. Fleming, 58, who's in the final stages of MS, is challenging the constitutionality of Ireland's ban on assisted suicide. See, you can't fall for, and it is terrible when it happens to a person here or there, but these characters grab them, someone who is willing to have the state kill them, and try to use them as a poster child for the big agenda. And so the governments should never be given this kind of power to do so. They're already taking it, by the way, when you end up in hospital in a lot of countries now. They're already taking that power regardless. And just letting you die, starving you to death, and no water, no food. Lying in waste and letting you die. But they want, see, they understand they're so legal in the system, they want your permission. They want your permission, you see. Okay, but we'll kill you then. They give you a long talk. Say, oh, you've got terrible misery ahead. Oh my God, yes, do you really want to live? You know? I mean, they're awfully good at it. I always think back to The Meaning of Life by Monty Python crew, when they start off a knock on the door, and the two guys are standing there asking for the husband because they want his liver. He'd signed on to a liver, didn't know his liver. Well, he was still alive, but they came in and get it anyway. And then they go through a little routine of trying to convince the wife to get her liver too. It's a little comic thing, but it actually goes through the technique right there, where they bring the person down well, you're so small and tiny in this big universe. I mean, are you really that so important? And the woman says, well, no. And can we have your liver? No, okay then. That was it. They show you in comedy what actually happens with the chronology of the characters who are running your brains for you. You're not running your own brain most of the time. Now, Cameron is to support plans for a Eurozone superstate. Well, it was designed to go this way, superstate. So is the Americas when they unite that too. And they'll do that more and more with bank crashes to come and things like that. And they've already said it, in fact, we can't go on as independent countries. My God. Got to amalgamate, you see. Just like amalgamating corporations, isn't it? That's how they see it. So David Cameron's preparing to fight to back the first detailed roadmap to a European superstate with centralized powers over tax and public spending. Exactly what Rompuy and others said they did take it 2 years ago. So it says that the Prime Minister will travel to Brussels for a summit with European leaders on Thursday to discuss a proposed 2-year timetable to political union in which countries lose the right to set their own budgets. I said that would happen years ago. And here it is. Because that was always the agenda. Understand? They do away with nations, then you do away with sovereignty. And all your colony becomes is a bunch of civil servants obeying the superstate, just like a little satellite of the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact countries. Same idea. But he postponed a landmark speech setting out how he'll give voters a say over the future of Britain's relationship with the EU until next year. And Cameron said to have been considering announcing his policy on a possible referendum next week. And last week, Boris Johnson, Mayor of London, potential leadership rival to the Prime Minister, warned the coalition's policies of encouraging ever closer economic links between Eurozone countries as morally wrong. Well, he'll have to say that. They'll play these games. And they jump sides and jump ship all the time to get the top. Anyway, Johnson demanded the Prime Minister call a referendum on whether Britain should remain part of a new pared-down European Union focused on trade through the single market. However, the Prime Minister is understood to be prepared to defy Johnson and indicate he will not obstruct moves towards political and economic union amongst the 17 countries in the euro. Now, the European Union and the whole commission that runs it is not democratic by any means whatsoever. It wasn't designed to be democratic whatsoever. The parliamentarians can go and have their lovely little shows they put on for the camera as they lambast each other, but they cannot make a law and they can't change a law. It all comes from the commission at the top, the shadowy bunch at the top of unelected people. And then they put little pen pushers like Rompuy, and nobody knows anything about Rompuy, his past at all. He was placed in there as the president of the European Council, and he chairs the summit and so on, and it says they will table the plan for the complete economic and monetary union. So that's it, folks. It's the end of all the nation states. An old, old plan. Old, old plan. And it gives certain peoples the right to rule over all the rest. All the rest. Because it makes them feel safer that way. That's up with this article tonight, too. And also, the Eurozone bank deal, the group edges towards union. This is also in the paper from the BBC. And in the middle of the night, Europe's finance minister took another major step towards closer integration and agreed to set up a single supervisor for the Eurozone's banks. Now, I've mentioned this before, going through the history of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a private organization, by the way, made up by international bankers of their day when they set it up, in the days of Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner. And they actually joined together to create this, in fact. And they said they'd take the world over, own all of its resources, they'd run all the banks, and then they'd set up central private banking systems running all the countries. They set up treaties with other nations to bring them into groups, just like Karl Marx said, long before them, in fact, because we're all working on the same strategy. And they'd have these massive trading blocks, and then they'd integrate the trading blocks, and the central banks would be under the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland, another private bank group. So it's all here. It's all here, folks. You're living through a long-term script, you see. So it says from 2014, the European Central Bank will be directly supervising around 200 of the largest banks, but will have the right to intervene if smaller lenders are in trouble, meaning they'll bail them out with the taxpayers' money, as they've been doing all along. And the ECB will have sweeping new powers, and ultimately it will allow the EU's main rescue fund, this eternity, that's going to be forever, understand. This is what they plan. It was a plan before they created the whole EU. They'll get every country supposedly bailing out every other country. We're all in it together now. We're chained together. One goes down, we all go down. All that nonsense. And they'll keep going forever. It's to plunder the public, abolish the middle classes, except certain ones, and then to rule you like the Soviets down on union, basically. That's how it is. That's how it's to be done. And also this one here, it says Europe deepens the union with ECB as chief bank watchdog. And that's from Reuters itself to talk about the same kind of thing. Quite interesting how they can do it. Good, interesting article too, because we're in the new Dixonian era, you understand. The old society was destroyed by design. And the so-called Christian charity that Dickens was on about is gone. In fact, Christianity was the main enemy of all of this and had to be destroyed by those who don't like it very much. And part of that, too, was doing away with Sundays for people, even people who were culturally Christian, even don't go to churches. That was a family time. It's only family time left, but the family had to be destroyed, you understand, too. So they ended up with working Sundays, too. Well, Australian miners are told that death is now the only excuse for not working on Christmas. You see? I'm not kidding you, this is no joke. Miners who don't show up for work the Christmas and New Year period at Sandfire Resources, the Degroosa copper and gold mine in Western Australia, are being threatened with major fines and pay cuts, reports the West. It says, according to the memo distributed to Australian contract mining staff and employees, only acceptable use not to turn up was death, which must be accompanied with a coroner's report to confirm it. But we've really evolved in society. And it's just a document signed by the ACEM site manager and posted on site said fly-in, fly-out workers would be fined flights and the accommodation costs and risk being put on a lower pay grade if they failed to show up for work. That's primarily preliminary findings from a Murdoch University study released yesterday found many FIFO workers did not believe their employers cared about their well-being. Well, that's true. And did not feel valued. Last month, a study led by Australia's Griffith University showed shift miners working long hours are more likely to suffer from depression, fatigue, and wide range of illnesses. While they've known that for years and years and years, even your so-called Day-Glo bulbs were invented, not for NASA, that was a complete con. It was invented for miners because they had the worst problems across Europe when they had mines before they destroyed all them too and put them out of business to get rid of the unions. And an article here is put out by Press TV, and it says an Iranian lawmaker says the European Union is not qualified to be the symbol of human rights as the bloc, and they call it the bloc, just like the Soviet bloc, has repeatedly turned a blind eye to the genocide of people in the world, and actually supporting the genocide of people in the world, actually, the EU. The European Union, with its political conduct, has jeopardized global peace, and that's true. Therefore, considering its support for the crimes of Zionists and its silence over the massacre of innocent people, it's absolutely not qualified for such an issue, Ivaz Hidarpour said on Thursday. The lawmaker was alluding to a recent grant of the Nobel Peace Prize to the European Union. He further noted that the Nobel Peace Prize is a political trophy which is awarded to people who act in line with the interests of global arrogance. And that is true. Look at let's go back in the history of who's got it. Hidarpour pointed out that awarding the Nobel Peace Prize on mere political grounds to people such as the former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and US President Barack Obama, who's at war all over the world, worse actually than Bush, indicates that the prize has nothing to do with real peace, but is concerned with serving the interests of the world powers. Earlier this week, the European Union received the US Nobel Peace Prize in the Norwegian capital of Oslo for helping a continent of war to become a continent of peace as it takes down the tubes into poverty. I added the last part, which is true. The EU Commission President José Manuel Barroso, EU Council President Herman Van Rompuy, and President of the EU Parliament, Martin Schulz. Martin Schulz, by the way, has got special interests in other countries, collected the award during a ceremony at Oslo's City Hall. This is the image which European politicians have presented of themselves as strong advocates of human rights, freedom, and democracy does not deceive anyone anymore. And holding protests against this move shows that even the people of Europe do not value such prizes, the Iranian lawmaker added. And as his Nobel Committee's decision has sparked the public protest and drawn a barrage of criticism from peace activists and former winners of the prize, three peace prize laureates have also said the 27-nation bloc contradicts the values associated with the prize because it relies on military force to ensure security. And so goes on and on. So in a way, which is true, you know, we're living in this, well, it's a farce, isn't it? It's a farce. It's a farce. If you speak out, it can be dangerous to speak out and point out, like the boy, the said, you know, the king has no clothes, everybody else has gone along, oh, they're really beautiful, you know. And he says, what are they talking about? He's got nothing on. And if you say that these days and point out what is, it's not too healthy, folks. That's your new democracy. It's completely intolerant. Understand? Completely intolerant. So I'll put up that article, a bunch of articles on, I keep forgetting to do it because it's really kind of irrelevant. It's a toned down, censored version of giving the public of the US military's predictions of the year 2030 or so, as opposed to the one that came out initially and caused such controversy. And that was the one that came out in 2008. It went much, much further to do with the coming internal strife, interesting problems and so on, in nations across Europe and even Americas, where governments would use even miniature neutron bombs, for God's sake, on massive flash mobs as people went down the tube starving and fighting and all the rest of it. I mean, that was the first one that came out. So this one that came out with kind of tones it down an awful lot. And, of course, they'll have one for the public and one for themselves. That'll be completely different. But I'll put it up anyway for those who want to have a little look through it. And Germany, of course, went through that thing with circumcision a while back to try and make it legal. So Germany now approves the bill to keep circumcision legal. And the law was passed with 434 votes to 100 votes It grants parents the right to authorize the circumcision of their sons by a trained practitioner. So, nothing much changes in it, really. And I hate even reading these articles because it's all over in the media. It's been over the media for years about TV spying on people and the black boxes spying on people and stuff like that. But with the one on Samsung smart TVs could allow remote spying for everybody that cares, because nobody, I don't think most folk care today, to be honest with you. They're so trained already, it's all right. They don't mind having no privacy. Anyway, they found out 2 years ago when they were studying putting cameras up to see how the public would react. And they did all kinds of experiments. What they did is put them up initially in old folks' residences where they live in these streets with all old people and so on. And they found that the cameras weren't obtrusive. It's so key. They weren't obtrusive and didn't appear prominent in the house. People eventually ignored them. And that's what they do with it. Back with more after this break.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Hi folks, I'm Alan Warburg, cutting through the matrix, and nothing really changes, eh? Deception goes on all the time. U.S. Commando's new landlord in Afghanistan is Blackwater. Remember Blackwater, the private armies. The U.S. Special Operations Forces have a brand new home in Afghanistan. It's owned and operated by the security company formerly known as Blackwater, thanks to a no-bid deal worth $22 million. You might think that Blackwater, now called Academy, was banished into some bureaucratic exile after its operations in Afghanistan, and they stole guns from U.S. weapons depots and killed Afghan citizens with links for a dollars too, by the way, when they actually did steal U.S. weapons depots, cleaned them out. This is Academy's private 10-acre compound outside Kabul called Camp Integrity. This is wonderful, isn't it? You've got Academy and Integrity. We're like Academies. Well, like Integrity sounds good. He uses these terms very carefully, you see. It's a new headquarters for perhaps the most important special operations unit in Afghanistan. That would be the Special Operations Joint Task Force Afghanistan, created July the 1st to unite and oversee the three major special operations tribes throughout Afghanistan, which commands some 7,000 elite troops in all. It's run by Major Army Major General Raymond Tony Thomas, former Deputy Commander of the Joint Special Operations Command, and is already tasked with reforming how those elite forces train Afghan villagers to fight the Taliban. And its role is only going to grow in Afghanistan as regular U.S. forces withdraw by 2014. Actually, getting moved right down back into Iraq at the moment and elsewhere near Turkey. And so the commandos take over the reserve, the residual task of fighting Al-Qaeda. You know, Al-Qaeda that now we're trying to get into Syria and so on, who are our ally apparently there. It's confusing, eh? Perhaps that's why the Academy's no-bids contract runs through to May 2015. Academy spokeswoman Kelly Gannon declined to comment on the story, but it's highly unusual for U.S. military forces to take up official residence in a privately owned facility, according to Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bryant, the spokesman for Special Operations Joint Task Force Afghanistan. It's only supposed to be temporary, as the command plans to move to Bagram Airfield by summer of 2013, but Camp Integrity is already shaping up to be a crucial location for Afghanistan war that's rapidly changing. Peter Singer, a scholar at the Brookings Institution, who's closely studied the private security industry, finds Special Ops Private HQ unsurprising. We've seen these kinds of close, intertwined relationships in the field between the public and private forces before, he says. U.S. military and the CIA reportedly have hired these companies to do everything from building bases, running the facilities and logistics, to serving as a guard force in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Actually, I mean, of course these relationships are not new. I mean, we run that. Well, we don't run them. But the CIA said that, Al-Qaeda. It was a loose assortment of people who fight the Russians when they were in Afghanistan. And then they kept them going because you never throw away a good asset. And now you're using them across the Middle East to take down one country after another, you see. So, yeah, that's what your countries are doing. And because you don't have countries, you certainly have nothing. The people who run them have nothing in common with you. Nothing at all in common with you. Nothing. Zilch. So I'll put up this link tonight too. And also Walmart. A video starts off because they've killed off another shoplifter. They're shooting them now in the States. Anyway, I think it's the second one they've done recently. But it goes on to Walmart's bigger agenda. They've now got a big association of top corporations that now are advising governments on policy. And international policies, too. Democracy is wonderful, isn't it? Democracy, isn't it? Your vote counts, you know. From Hamish Mathesell from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
With finance.